This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Places are assigned at places. Jennifer is sitting over there. Victoria is sitting over there. Kara is there. I'm where I'm supposed to be, on the perch, ready to proclaim summertime 2017 later today. So we have the summertime, and in June people get married, and Jennifer is itching every day to get the juicy details on Victoria Keelan's setting herself on a path of righteousness and wonderment as she moves forward into the marital bliss that she will find as of Saturday this week.
I almost thought you were going to say setting herself on fire.
No, I was going to do that. But Jennifer wants to get into the goo here. As she said yesterday.
I mean, we're just a couple of days away. I mean, let's go. We need the inside scoop. Everything, like, operating on all cylinders?
We still have no ring, but everything else seems to be okay. No ring for Lewis. But the jeweler in California has been really nice and is trying to get one fast-tracked and have it delivered to my parents' house on Friday night. Which is really cutting it close since we're getting married on Saturday morning. So, yeah. We'll see.
Come on, you'll be fine. Well, a ring. A ring is just the same. Give me a top from a can of
no, because my
I did a gum wrapper yesterday. I thought that'd be cute.
I mean, yeah. I wouldn't care that necessarily about that much, but you know, there are pictures of our hands and rings and stuff. Yeah. So, like, you don't want pictures of a gum wrapper or, you know, something else, like a borrowed ring. But
story
there's a
to
chance
tell.
We may have to borrow my dad's. My dad has offered his as the backup.
Nice. All right, so what's the story, Jennifer? Oh, it's the story to tell later on is what you're suggesting.
Yeah, what? Right. No, down the road, when you're looking at wedding pictures with your kids,
right.
You go, oh,
yeah.
Dad had to wear a gum wrapper because...
Now, let's get to the heart of this. I want to know...
At least my ring arrived.
Lewis is. Is Lewis getting a manicure before the...
That's a good question. No, I don't think so.
So how does he take care of his cuticles and his fingernails?
I don't know how to. Well, I would. I'm not going to ask you because I feel like I don't know. Like I don't want that answer. But
really,
let's go with how does Jeff do it, Jen? Does he just does his own nails? Up, oh, do we lose
I
Jen?
Guess we'll never know.
Well, I think he normally just does his own nails, like most guys.
Really?
Yeah.
If I were to send you a picture of my fingernails right now...
I know. That's why I said, never mind. I just picture manure, compost, bruises.
No, they're clean, but the residue of yesterday's activities or the day before's is always a little extra grease here.
Right.
They cut close so that they don't get caught on anything. That's,
I would also imagine you bang your nails a lot, so you probably have a lot of
a black.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little
I figured that.
Black. So, Jennifer, we were trying to ascertain whether Jeff manicures his hands or does he take care of them himself? Does he go for manicures or does he.
Usually both. He goes for manicures every so often. I mean, not as often as I do, but, you know, probably, four times a year?
Let me ask you this. Is it cool for a man and a woman to go to get a manicure and a pedicure and maybe a facial together? Is
sure.
We've done all those things, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. Does he have he's clean shaven then? Hard to get a facial with a beard. Yeah. All right. I just want to get these grooming things, see if I'm fitting into the groove, if I'm in the groove for grooming, or am I in a different place? Then I was obviously curious about Lewis because this is the big day. Is he, what are the people, is he having a bachelor party tomorrow night? Friday?
No.
Whatever? He's not.
No, he didn't really want anything like that. So his best friend, who's also his best man, took him to a weekend in Atlantic City about 2 months ago.
What'd they do?
They gambled, they went to dinner, they went to a comedy show, and that was pretty much it.
You sure?
Really?
Well, Lewis spent years working for the Howard Stern channels. He has pretty much had his fill of strip clubs, so.
You have to go to the clubs. Yeah,
you don't get to work for Howard Stern and not live in a strip club for at least a few years.
Yeah, I had a friend
so he's who over that.
Worked there. Yeah, there was a boob. It was a boob fest. Booberella, they used to call it.
Yeah.
When Howard was younger. I haven't listened to Howard actually for years. I never really listened to him a lot. I just like him because he understands the radio business. He understands people, and he's really a good businessman.
Right.
I have great respect for him. He's actually quite a good guy.
He's very nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And fairly easy to work for as long as you understand what the work is.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like me in that sense. Pretty easy to get along. Again, why are you chuckling? What's wrong
with
you?
No reason.
Ah, of course not. Okay, so here's the first issue of the day. The National Association, by the way, we send you love and prayers.
Oh, thank you.
And whatever other things
I just
things
need good weather
muster.
Because we're outdoors. That's
you're
all
gonna
I
have,
really
you're gonna
need.
You're going to have good weather. It's going to be beautiful this weekend. Very nice this weekend. You're very fortunate in that respect. So, okay, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the National Association of Black-Owned Broadcasters, also known as NABOB, is working to try to create a situation. Matter of fact, this week they're getting together to strategize about African-American officers in the Army, the Navy, the Marines. They're working to grow the pool, focusing on ROTC. They were this week at Fort Knox with the commanding general there, who I'm assuming, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm assuming Major General Christopher Hughes is a black man. And he said that they have their work cut out for them. It's like real work to get the black cadets into the program, college students, future officers, that sort of thing. The reason I bring it up is because I wonder what you think about focusing on ways of getting more black men to be officers. There are more black men in the service in terms of comparing the numbers of people versus the number of people in the service versus the number of people in our society. 12% of our population is black. About 20% plus in the Army especially, but in the Marines, and less in the Navy. And I wonder why that is. I'm sort of going down a philosophical street here, wondering what it is. Why more? Is there prejudice in the service? That's why there aren't a number of black officers or the same number as there are. If there's 20% black men in the Army, does it go that there ought to be 20% black officers in the Army? And that's not the case. But I wonder if that's something that as a society we want to aim for. And is this the reason I saw this and it attracted my attention is because there are a lot of radio stations. We now know various different types of formats, and there is Black Talk. In many of our bigger cities, it does very well. I think, for my money, the best black talk station, and I think it's lousy to put it this way, but it is. That's the black listenerships is the station in Baltimore, WLOL. They have some fabulous hosts there, people that I have great regard and respect for. Been there for a long time. Kathy Hughes, who started on the radio many years ago and created sort of a radio empire. Now the company's known as Radio One and her son runs it. But she did fabulous things to establish this as a format. And very interesting. Some of the people are just very interesting, very involved in the community. And so they're sort of involved in this. And they did the same sort of thing when it came to black police officers in Baltimore. But I guess in general, I'm wondering what you ladies think about what is essentially a quota system. If you have X number of blacks or Hispanics, or whatever, in a given, do we want our Army and our Navy, do we want our service elements to have a different number of people in authority than we do now who are racially attuned to the men who are actually in uniform?
I guess my question is, I don't actually know, how do you become a ranking officer in the military?
You go to school, you take the training.
You go up the ranks, or probably two or three.
Well, but how do you go up the ranks? Does the person above you choose, you know, who becomes something, or do you just pass a certain, you know, you've been in the military for a certain amount of years and you've gotten certain awards, and so you become this person? I don't think it's that one, but...
I think it's a combination of all of those things, but I don't really have an answer to that. That's a good question, Kara. I don't know what the process is. Different in wartime than it is now. We're supposedly at peace, but... Hell, every time you turn around, there's another bomb going off someplace, and Americans are close by. So,
and I only ask because I'm just curious about whether, yes, you could look at it as a quota system, or you could also look at it as the people who, if someone is, you know, looking at the ranks and deciding who's going to be the future officers, whether they're just asking them to open their mind up and be willing to look at...
Well, let's turn it around. What do you think the right system is, all three of you? What's the right system for us as a country to pursue? Do we have... An equal number as a, you know...
I think it would and should. I think, would it be ideal for that to happen? Yeah, of course. Would that be a goal to work towards? Yes. But if you start saying that only certain... We need this many people from one race into the other, then you're really going into kind of like a draft situation almost, which I don't think a lot of people... I don't think that would be really popular with people. And as far as advancing themselves through the military, that's not everybody's lot in life. I mean, that's... There's a lot of pressure that goes with military service, and to say that, well, we have to have 20% leadership here and 40% leadership here, when those people are not cut out for that role, then you're putting everybody's life at risk.
And I think there are a lot of people who are thinking that way, Jennifer. I think they say, well, there's 20%, so we need to have 20% here. Victoria, you were about to weigh in.
No, I totally agree with Jennifer. I think that you can't force the situation and just start assigning people to fill in spaces because it looks good on paper. I mean, the military, to me, I have a lot of respect for, but it's a living, breathing thing that has to constantly change and adapt. So I just don't think you can assign some sort of blanket policy structure to it. On the other hand, if I think this is what Kara's point was, maybe if there are people who are qualified who should be promoted and aren't, if that's the separate issue, then that's definitely something that should be looked at.
I think there's some of that going on as well. I think there's a little of both. Mm. But it's an interesting exercise in understanding, A, how the service is going in this new administration, something was very quiet, but yet, you know, once in a while I stick my nose into a hornet's nest and I look at this and they're quietly trying.
Well, I'm sure this isn't a new problem, right?
No,
this
is but it's a new solution.
Or
it's a different way of looking at a solution to the problem. If, in fact, it is a problem, I guess it depends on how you define the problem. Is it a problem? For some it isn't, for others it isn't. People who think in only racial terms, maybe it is a problem. But people who look at that which is... It's like kind of, what do we call it, the stuff when you get into college. What is that, affirmative action? That never works. Unless you're the most qualified, there's always going to be some resentment. I think that's how it all shakes out, frankly. At 20 past the hour, this is the DJV Experience.
Like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. Though my pockets may be empty, yes, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that ever mattered. It's everything. So open your arms and you'll open the door to every treasure that I'm hoping for. Hold me and kiss me and tell me you're mine evermore. Must I forever be a beggar? Golden dreams will not come true.
I could just listen to this for the next
two. I'm with you, Andrew.
My fate is up to you.
A lot of people think his number one song is I Left My Heart in San Francisco. That's the public's favorite song. This, according to him, is one of his favorite songs to sing. Tony Bennett, here on the DJV Experience, honored with this year's Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. Lifetime Achievement Award, named for George and Ira Gershwin, created by Congress to honor singers and songwriters who entertain, inform, and inspire. Already, Paul McCartney has it, Willie Nelson has it, Smokey Robinson has it, Stevie Wonder has it. Certainly, Tony Bennett deserves it at 90 years of age. His first pop success was in 1951. He was on Columbia Records, and songs like Because of You and this song, In Rags to Riches. His career has spanned all these years, had 24 number one songs, 40 some odd hits in the top 10, and he won two Grammy Awards for this song in 1962. So, as a guy who's been constant all the way through. He was on MTV, for God's sake.
San Francisco.
I find that, well, this is the collaboration with Lady Gaga did a lot to bring him back around into the focus. And he and the Gaga went to number one with Cheek to Cheek, their version of it. He's got staying power. He certainly is number one when you think of the Great American Songbook of people who are still around who are doing it. Bennett recalled that one of his earliest recordings was Fascinating Rhythm, which is a Gershwin song. He said, quote, to be receiving an award named in their honor is one of the greatest thrills of my career, and I'm deeply appreciative to the Library of Congress to be named this year's recipient. Does he deserve it? Crank this up, Carol, will you, for a second. As Victoria so appropriately said, we could all sit and listen to this, no matter what your stripes. You could listen to this guy all day, every day. Do we have a Sirius got a Bennett channel? I don't know.
No, but they should.
My heavens. Absolutely. My God, the catalog of stuff that this guy's recorded over the years.
And you're right to point out how he's made himself relevant. He's kept himself relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has. Yeah, it's just... I remember as a jock even playing some of his stuff, and it didn't seem to fit with all the other things. But when I was playing what they called at the time middle-of-the-road music, M.O.R. music, which was a blend of all kinds of stuff, he really was he was a mainstay in it. So just kind of neat to hear him working at it. And when I'm still on the air, when I'm 90, you guys can say, I remember when, way back when...
You'll still be on a tractor, too, probably.
I probably will be. Yep. All kinds of that yesterday. And wished at the end of the day, which wasn't until 9:15 last night, after moving some stuff around, it seems that we are, wherever we are, things are breaking. We start them, fix them, and break them. And the weather's so good, it's very frustrating, because I want to get out and get a lot done. So we'll... That's a thought. Thank you for bringing me down that road. Now I'm starting to think about all the stuff we got to fix today. Thanks a lot, Victoria. 28 past the hour on our DJV experience.
Just knowing I try for...
The ultimate goal is peace. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a difference between small goals, big goals, and the ultimate goal. Small goals are stepping stones to get you to your big goals. And big goals are the path to the ultimate goal, peace. Regardless of culture, race, creed, age, or gender, we all want to feel a sense of peace. Think about it. When we're in a state of complete peace, what else do we need? No matter your predicament, peace is not out there somewhere. Peace is always right here, right inside of you. Try spending less time looking elsewhere to reach the ultimate goal, and take a shot at searching inward for it. Small goals and big goals are awesome, but nothing feels quite like reaching the ultimate goal. For insight along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour, today's exploration of the world through the eyes of Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. So we take you to Bozeman, Montana, where there is a law that bans all sexual activity between members of the opposite sex in the front yard of a home after sundown if they're nude.
So if they're not nude, it's okay.
Really?
Everything is okay.
Wow.
I just wanted you to have that awareness.
That is very specific. I wonder how many problems they had with that they had to make it a rule.
I'm not sure. I've only been in Bozeman, Montana once, and I wasn't looking around for nude people on anybody's front lawn. So I don't have.
That's where your mistake is.
It's been my problem, Jennifer. You're right about
Clearly
that.
This has been a problem. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a law.
Yes, you're right about that.
So I just want to, as we get closer to Victoria's wedding, and as a part of our support for her, because we are going to be thinking about her today and tomorrow and Friday as she gets ready to get married on Saturday and that sort of thing, I have a list of therapists and advisors.
Hey, I love therapy. Bring it on.
I just wanted you to know, with a sunshine in our heart and a smile in our voice, yes,
and
there's
a therapist
always healing.
Card at the ready.
Handy by, just to give you a little networking. Yep, we might have a little, yes, the stuff, I hear it resonating, but you're having a good time with it for the most part, even though there's a lot of silly things going on. And when you get right down to it, the whole idea of getting married is silly. But yet, there's a...
Why even do it? What a waste of time.
Yeah, well, but it's a symbol. It's a symbol of... That's all it is. You know you love each other. You don't need to be married to prove
to
each other that you love each other.
That's
it's
true.
It's a symbol.
Right.
Sometimes,
but it's something that Lewis really wanted, and I love that. So,
right.
It's not often that men
speaks
are
well
really
of him.
The one. Yeah, it's
no,
not often
right
that men are the ones who
I'm
want
really
to do
very
that.
Eager
Jennifer,
to meet
him. I believe, has Jeff, who has been dying to marry her. So, which is wonderful.
Wow, when you put it that way,
right? I mean, that ring burned
much.
A hole in his pocket for a while.
Nobody's ever been dying to marry me. Maybe that's a
We told you we'd put you on Tinder and, or I was going to say,
you know, I don't even know what
Tinder is. I swipe right for Dougie.
I don't even know what Tinder is.
How many times
I know it's
have
a dating
site. This. Come on.
It's a dating app.
Okay, so what's
based on people who are near you, proximity wise.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If I had known, I would have showed you when we met up in New York.
Yeah.
I would have showed you how to use it.
Shown me how to use it?
I would have showed you.
The NASA Kepler telescope has found 10 planets that are precisely exactly like the Earth. Thus, the answer to the question, are we alone, is no, we are not. There are 219 planets that have been identified in a growing list of planets that are way beyond our solar system and our galaxy. And according to this is so fascinating, 10 of them may be the same size and temperature as the Earth.
But do they have Starbucks?
You know, that's the question.
There's the question. What do they have, and how do we know? It's just fascinating to me. The folks at NASA have observed 200,000 stars in a constellation identified as Cygnus. We're in the Milky Way constellation. As most of you hopefully
know. My favorite
know.
Candy bar?
Yes, it is. M&M's, wow, yum. 10 newly discovered worlds that are the right distance from their parent star. In other words, we're the third rock from the sun. And in this circumstance, we are placed just about right, and you wonder why, how, all of these things come into play whenever we're talking about our faith or God or some sort of infinite intelligence. Yeah, look at these things and you think about the fact that there are more galaxies than we could count. There are more planets in each of the galaxies. Remember when your mother used to tell you when you were a kid, there are more stars in the skies than there are grains of sand on all the beaches around the planet? And you used to think, Mom, you're crazy. You're nuts. No, Mom was right. I sound like George Carlin. Just there. No, Mama was right. Well, your mother was right about that, and she may not have known. Who would have thunk it that there are all of these planets out there that could be the third rock from their sun? And so the reporters yesterday, they were on this conference call with the people, the program scientist who runs this thing is a guy named Mario Perez. And he said, quote, maybe Kepler today is telling us indirectly that we are not alone. This telescope went up in 2009 trying to find out if Earth-like planets are common or are they rare. They look for specific things. That's how amazing the computerized stuff is in the world of science. They programmed this telescope to look just for planets that were like ours.
But, you know, I mean, we hear these stories more and more now, which is really cool. Oh, this planet has an ocean that's similar to ours. Or,
yeah.
But, like, I mean, we need to know, does one have an atmosphere that is comparable to ours? Because that's what keeps us alive is our atmosphere.
If it has water, it has an atmosphere. Couldn't have water without an atmosphere.
Right, but there was another... Right, but I'm saying an atmosphere that we could... That
humans I see what you're saying. Is it carbon?
Yeah.
And is it oxygen and carbon
neutral? The mix. The same mix that we have here. That's what I really want to know. Like, have they gotten any closer to that?
Yeah, I don't have an answer to that, honestly.
And has someone lived there? Is someone living there right now? Could you go check it out? Because I want to get excited if it didn't work out the first time.
Right.
I know.
See a bunch of bones, it's not a good sign.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, it might be a good sign to see a bunch of bones. You know, there was
But then what happened?
Yeah. Well, they're going to be asking that. We are asking, we don't have to go up there. We ask ourselves what happens on this planet all the time. What happened 65 million years ago? Where did that asteroid come from? And then before that, what happened a million years ago? And what happened 4 million years ago? And what happened a billion years ago? And what happened 2 billion years ago? I mean, it's fascinating to contemplate, especially because we're just like flies on the butt of an elephant when it comes to living.
Ew,
is that a crude
expression?
I know, right?
Wow.
How would you have me put it? Would you like me to put it a different way?
We're small. How about that?
We are. And we think we're so important. We think we're so big. And we aren't. We just, we're people, we're beings that are trying to do what probably, if you were to study, I saw the most wonderful thing yesterday. You know, I surf around a lot. As much as I don't have time, I always take the time because I find it fascinating. And especially now, I'm guilty. Guilty as charged! I have a damn iPhone, and I take it with me in the truck when I'm out on the farm. And, yeah, I keep up with my emails and stuff that way now. But every once in a while, I see something, and I get distracted. Yesterday, I swear you, I'm in the hay field, and I got a call from somebody, and I had to answer the call, and I took it, and then I was hot, so I sat in the truck for a while in the air conditioning, and I'm surfing around. And a story about these two elephants that saved the little baby elephant that was drowning. Did you see that?
No.
No.
It was the most wonderful thing to see how they ran into this pool. And this is a little pup elephant. They got lost, and you know, they sink. They don't swim particularly well. And even though a lot of people think they're sort of like water animals, they don't do well, you know, if they're in a big pool of water. So the little elephant gets in, the two ran in that protective motherly way to get into this pool and to save this little baby elephant.
Aww.
This is very cool.
Do they use their trunks and just lift them up?
Yeah. They just get in there and dig around and just haul them out. The trunks are very utilitarian. And that's another thing. When you think about God or you think about a master planner, who would have thought of developing a being like that? Where's that being come from? Why an elephant? Why a trunk? Why the thick skin? Why so big? You know, you ever think about that?
Well, all of it is to help them adapt and stay alive in their harsh environment.
But why do we need them? But why do we need them? Why does the planet need them?
Because they're beautiful.
Why do we need humans? It seems kind of tough to ask any of
that. Wait a second. Let's just say, if we're going to start the list of why do we need... Let's leave elephants off the list, and let's go with why do we need cockroaches? Why do we need rats? Why do we need sharks? Mm-hmm. Let's go to the snakes. There's a lot more that's going to come on the list before elephants.
Well, we need the snakes to get rid of the rats.
Right.
That we don't need.
Not in New York City. Where are the snakes? There's rats everywhere.
The two-legged snakes in New York City.
Yeah.
Here and there. All right, 44 past the hour. The heat in the West. Jennifer is suffering.
Oh, it's so hot.
In the Southwest, it is so hot.
How hot is it?
That planes can't fly. If, in fact, you're in a position.
I've never heard of this.
Really? Oh, I
never. I don't spend any time out West, but I've never heard of planes not being able to fly.
So here's the reason that these flights can't take off. The heavier the plane, the harder it is to get off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So the bigger the... If you looked into the flights that were canceled, 43 flights were canceled yesterday at Sky Harbor in Phoenix, and they would all have been planes that are larger... That they would be double-aisle planes that are what the air traffic controllers call heavy, when a plane is a double aisle, like a 747, 767, 777, 87, all these planes that are double aisle are referred to in their call sign. For example, if it's flight, American's Flight 1 is, okay, I'm trying to remember which direction, it's New York to L.A. So they would have a call sign whenever they're checking in with air traffic control as they take off, whatever, you know, you've heard you've heard discussions of pilots with air traffic control, and they identify themselves as this is American 1, and in this circumstance it would be heavy, so it's American 1 heavy. And those planes cannot get off the ground when it's 127 degrees because there's nothing, the air
is so dense.
Is so dense,
yeah,
that it can't get, the planes can't get traction, so they cancel those flights because they know they can't get off the ground.
So the smaller planes could still fly,
smaller
it's just the bigger commercial
the
ones.
Yeah,
okay.
The bigger ones that can't get off the ground.
What's your temperature there yesterday, Jen?
I was in Temecula, and I think it was 109.
Whoa.
How'd that go, by the way? Was that okay? Did it take you as long?
Yeah,
as
no, it was... I had to do a little speaking engagement and a live radio broadcast before a crowd at the Temecula Valley Republicans Women Federated. That's a hard one to say. But Temecula is beautiful. It's a wine tasting region in California. It's, the wines aren't stellar because it's a pretty new region and it gets very hot and not very cold there. But people put a lot of money into these wines. So it's a very beautiful part of California because there's just a lot of money dumped into that area. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was hot.
And the broadcast went well. Thankfully, no heat-related problems other than me sitting.
Las Vegas could see 117 today. Phoenix will be as hot today as it was yesterday. Los Angeles, or actually east of Los Angeles, is the heat warnings, the advisories are out. 29 million residents in California are under a heat warning or advisory today.
And I thought we had it bad with the upper 80s, mid 90s that we've had for about a week and a half.
No.
Child's play.
Sakara. Summertime heat and humidity can wreak havoc on those with diabetes. That's why it's important to stay hydrated and to check your blood sugar before, during, and after you're involved in summertime activities.
Did you know heart disease is the number one killer of people with type 2 diabetes? Hi, I'm Senator Dana Young from Florida. Nearly 29 million Americans have diabetes, and many don't know that they have a higher risk for heart disease. In fact, people with diabetes are 2 to 4 times more likely to have a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or even die. If you have diabetes, please talk to your doctor about screening for heart disease. Learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 18th through July 4th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Sunny Veranda, summer never looked better. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
T3 at the hour now. Let us construct for you an overview of what's going on in the world of technology and information. That'll be the job of Victoria Keelan. She has one more day before she dun 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 dun. So we'll take advantage of her and her use of the knowledge and skills that she has to bring us into the world of technology, Amazon, Netflix, and the government. I have this, just blows my mind. The government, I even think this is, for me, this is a statement. The government still uses floppy disks? Huh?
Apparently, in the, I think it's not in the day-to-day White House stuff, but I think in the Defense Department is where they still have floppy disks.
That's the most important place to have.
I know.
Isn't it amazing? The government is that unconnected. What in the world? So the Trump people at least want to modernize technology and get rid of these sorts of things. There was a technology council, I think Tesla's. Elon Musk was on it, but now he left because of the Paris thing, I think. Anyway, wow, floppy disks in the government. Ay, ay, ay.
I know, right?
It's laughable. You're paying for it, though.
Even you are laughing at it.
I mean, exactly. That tells you something.
Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you one place is no floppy disking, and that's at ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. The message is simple. If you're hiring and you want to post your job to find the best candidate, I did yesterday, as a matter of fact. I posted on, what's today, Wednesday, right? I posted Monday on ZipRecruiter, and yesterday I think we had four or five candidates. All of them were local, and all of them were really very good for a job that I have on the farm, focusing on trying to organize things, be an event coordinator, that sort of thing. So I will tell you firsthand, that's how ZipRecruiter works. It'll work for you the same as it did for me. It doesn't make any difference how big your company is, big, small, in the middle. Use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. First time around, cost you zero, big goose egg. Yep, use it free and find out what I have found out and what so many others have found out. Find the right candidate for the right position, the right time. Zip Recruiter. That's an appropriate name. Zip happens as quickly as you can imagine. Zip. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Using it free is one of the benefits of getting started. Find the right person for that job. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so Amazon, okay. Something else? Is there a day that goes by these people are not getting into something else? What are they into now?
Now they're getting into your closet. Of course, you know, the big news was they're buying Whole Foods and how that's going to change Amazon Fresh, that which is their delivery grocery service and all of that. Now they're getting into Prime Wardrobe. This is a new service that allows Amazon Prime members to try on clothes before they buy them. So customers choose which clothes they want shipped with no upfront cost, and they only pay for what they keep. The service is very similar to other sites like Stitch Fix and Trunk Club. Trunk Club is one that I know a lot of guys in New York City where I am, they use for business clothes. They have a bunch of shirts that just arrive every month. They pick the ones they want and they send the other ones back. And so now Amazon's getting in on this too. It's unbelievable. Their next big frontier is pharmaceuticals. So look for that, and I'm not sure how that's going to work, but that's going to apparently be the next big thing they want to move into next year. Yeah. And they're also, we recently announced that they're partnering with IKEA to bring an expansive line of furniture to Amazon Prime shipping. So that should be, I think, either the end of 2017 or early 2018.
Still time to buy stock in Amazon, folks.
Yep.
All right, Netflix has a way of, looks like, altering what movies, like the ending or something. Is that what this is?
Yeah. Netflix teased this a few months ago, saying that they were working on the technology to have a more interactive experience. And we talked about this at the time, and we figured this would start with children because it's very fun and interactive for kids to pick the endings to their favorite stories. And so yesterday they announced that they're ready to go. They're starting out with one of the most popular characters from the Shrek movie franchise, Puss in Boots. And so now there's a new show, or it's a new Netflix stream show called Puss in Book, Trapped in an Epic Tale, and it lets kids change the plot for all the different characters, and they can actually have various endings, and they get to choose how that goes. Next year, the next big thing they're doing is Buddy Thunderstruck and Stretch Armstrong. And unfortunately for House of Cards fans, we can't pick the ending of those episodes yet. But they're working on it.
I've heard from a lot of people they don't think House of Cards is good this year as it has been. I haven't seen it yet, but... All right, so there it is, the news from Victoria from the World of Technology here on the DJV Experience.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.